This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day radio program. She is Jennifer Horn. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug is out, but he will be back before we know it. And I got distracted and I forgot what I was going to say.
That was a very, very long
I'm not going to lie. My Daisy girl is telling me that she has to use the restroom.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling her that she just has to give me a little bit more time, and then she can go.
Does she understand? Hopefully.
She is very active right now. So we will see what happens. There may be cleanup on aisle 3 in a moment. But don't tell anybody. Shh.
Always the best way to start the morning, having to clean up poop, you know?
We'll see what happens. So there's a guy who has somehow turned his biological clock backwards 10 years.
Ooh, tell us.
And it happened in solitude almost. 93 days living under the ocean in a research station.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like SpongeBob?
Yeah, basically. He's a man of science. He locked himself in a just under a 600 square foot underwater research station for 100 days to document the effects of pressurization. That was a hard word to say. Pressurization on the human body. And now that he has emerged, scientists and medical staff and personnel and I have been looking at him and studying what effects have taken place in his body, and apparently he is 10 years younger. So no. Bye-bye, Botox. We're all going to lock ourselves in pressurized.
Does he look 10 years younger, or his vitals are just like that of a 10 years younger person?
They didn't exactly explain the complex biology of the aging process, but apparently looking at the ends of certain strands of his DNA, they were acting like the core of his DNA was acting 10 years younger.
All right, so you want to go underwater? Let's go.
So 100 days. Yeah, he experienced 60% increase in the duration of deep sleep. His sleep was better, and we all know that restorative state of sleep is necessary. It's iconic.
Yeah.
How often are we like, oh, that person looks tired or that person looks old? It's because they have lack of sleep and they're dehydrated.
Yep.
Like, that's why I say I don't get fillers. Well, no, I take that back. I did get fillers in my lips once, and that was a bad experience, and it won't happen again.
How come?
They swelled up. They swelled up so much, and it took a couple days for them to go down to what they were supposed to be.
Uh-oh.
But I was like, I couldn't even shut my mouth. I just like, when you think about the person who has, the romantic comedy, and the person gets too many lip fillers, and it's all weird. Like Jennifer Coolidge in Cinderella Story.
Yeah.
Dude, that was me. But I am a fan of the relaxers. That just relaxes the skin a little bit. And I'm not trying to turn the clock around. I'm just trying to look like I get adequate sleep and I drink a lot of water. Like, mm-hmm. That's the goal. I'm not trying to look younger. I just want that. Because I was at a point in my life, and before anybody says, oh, just sleep more and drink more water, you shut your face. Because it's not that easy.
It is not that easy. Drinking water is pretty good for me. Like, I can drink a lot of water. I do. But the sleeping, like, sometimes you just can't.
Well, I used to be okay with drinking a lot of water, but, and I think it goes hand in hand, because when it comes to the lack of sleep, I find myself having like 3 espresso drinks a day and then reaching for a Coca-Cola because of the caffeine in that. And it's like, right. Water doesn't have enough caffeine. And then all of a sudden it's day 38 and I'm like, when was the last time I had water? But I do feel like now I'm at a point in my life where I'm still not getting adequate sleep, but I'm doing a little bit better with the water. I digress, this guy. So the stem cell count grew over 1,000%. He was getting that restorative sleep. And basically just his biological age clock rewound. He hit the rewind button and went back 10 years.
Good for him. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So next on the agenda for doctors and in the fight for the youth, I am just waiting for somebody to do this. Because you know how there's a lot of those, what are they, even just for body health and even mental health to a degree, the ice baths. Where a lot of
Yes. Where you get all chilled out. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the cryotherapy kind of different situations, the what is it, the red light saunas?
They do the red light sauna. They do, yes, they do the ice plunge bath. They even have like those weird, like zero gravity chambers.
Oh, the water chamber thing.
Like the bubble thing. Yeah, where you sit and float in that. That's supposed to be good.
Yes, where there's so much salt in it. Well, and those used to be things that, with the ice bath, you'd only see professional athletes do that after a game. And it was just their way of icing down their body.
Now they sell them for home
entirety.
Though.
Yes. And now there are actual places where you can go. It's like these gym memberships, but it's just for these salt floating baths or the zero gravity things and the red light UV saunas and then the ice bath and the cryotherapy. I mean, there's a market for this. It is astounding.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like those ice plunge too, they warn you not to, not to go in them. So just like willy nilly, like you're supposed to like build your body's tolerance up because it's really cold. It's really shocking. That's the point. So you have to go for like 1 second at 55. You go, then you crank it up a little bit and you stay a little longer. It's really interesting the way they do those home baths. But yeah, it's supposed to knock down inflammation really well.
Yeah. Oh, might be worth a try.
Sign me up.
So, okay, moving on to another story. This is a hero in the news. Unfortunately, the hero died from her injuries, but there is a teen who is alive because of this brave woman. Did you hear about the California woman? They were hiking. She was with like four other teenagers. They were hiking near Cleveland National Forest, and one of the teens slipped along the ledge of one of the falls. And she's basically about to go over the edge. The woman who was supervising these teens attempted to get the girl to stop her from going over the ledge. She loses her footing as well. They both end up falling into the falls. But because this woman, I don't know if she was able to stop this girl enough that she had injuries, non-life-threatening injuries. She was life-flighted to a hospital where her injuries are being cared for, but non-life-threatening injuries. The woman died saving this teen.
Wow.
And apparently it's a family friend, so they all knew each other, and it's just there were bystanders around that saw what was going on, tried to intervene, tried to give both of them medical help until medical aid actually could arrive. But
they helicoptered him out, I think, and
yes, well, the one woman was pronounced dead at the scene, and the teenager, never publicly identified, underage, but she was airlifted to a hospital, and again, severe but non-life-threatening injuries. This hero died saving her life.
That's amazing, and it makes you wonder what you would do in that moment. You know, I think there's always that idea when we have a split second, and when we're in that situation where we can save someone, put ourselves in peril, what do we do? Do we you know, hope for the best for them, or do we hope for the best for us? And
I don't know if you do, if there's time to think. I think it's one of those.
You just act.
You just act, and you don't know how you will act. It's one of those such hypothetical things. If people think, well, I might do this, I might do that. But when it just goes into either nature or training. It's either in your nature to just jump in and do something. Like, think about these kids who Doug and I spoke recently about this, the teenager, she wasn't a teenager, she was like 7 or 8 or 9, and her grandfather was drowning in the pool, and she screamed for her grandmother to call 911, jumps in the pool, gets her grandfather towards the edge, the grandmother was there to help pull him out, and then the girl ends up calling 911 herself, because the grandmother was kind of in shock.
Wow.
And it's one of those things, the girl's not trained for that. Like, that was just in her nature. But then you have other situations where people are trained for these things, where they have the availability, the capacity of mind to think before they react, because they, again, are trained versus then the nature thing. It's just...
And the emergency, I think, is where it's at. How do you react? How will you react? Have you had to react in a situation like that before? I feel like I'm pretty good in an emergency, but there was a moment, you know, when my grandmother had a stroke and I found her on the floor, I had to walk out, and I still get mad at myself because I had to walk out for a second. But paramedics were there. I just had to give myself a minute because I think you know, sometimes you have to catch your mind up with where your body already is. And so it's, it's really weird to see what happens to you in those split seconds. And
it is. Oh, it's like that. What is it? The lizard brain. Yeah, the lizard brain. That's where the whole fight, flight, freeze, or fawn goes. And it used to just be a focus on fight or flight. Are you going to fight and stand your ground? Or are you going to run away? And then more focus became on freeze, because that's what a lot of people do. It's neither flight or freeze. or fight. It is just standing there and freezing. And there are a lot of times if you're coming around a corner and you don't know someone's there and you kind of get startled.
Right.
And you just freeze for a moment and you don't realize.
Or you hit them and they go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Or you make those fists and you're about to. Yes, exactly. And then there's the fawning one where it's like you just start, pouring your heart out to them.
I guess so.
All over them.
Yeah.
Like somebody, you're getting robbed and it's like, I love your gun. That's such a pretty color. Your eyes, I can't see the rest of your face, but your eyes, that mask, those are beautiful eyes. Like,
you're the most attractive robber I've ever seen.
But the reality is that's an actual situation that some people, their lizard brain sends them to. They don't freeze.
Tells them to go away.
They fawn over
them. Well, think about it. There are a lot of people who have talked themselves out of some pretty bad situations, so it's not a bad skill to have.
No, it's not. It's not.
Well, how do you react? Like, if something's going on, Max involved, God forbid, like, how do you respond usually?
I feel like, it's definitely a situational thing where if it's just me, I am either a runner or a freezer.
Uh-huh.
I will fight or I will freeze. I'm not big on a fighter. But if Mac is involved, I do go into mama bear protection mode.
Yeah,
like, sometimes without even thinking, obviously without thinking. But, it's like I will die for that little boy, 110%.
He's your boy. That's why.
Absolutely, yes. Oh, my goodness. But I think that's where you get the parent strength from sometimes, where you hear these stories about a toddler's trapped under a car, and then the parent lifts the car one arm by itself to pull the toddler out. That adrenaline just gets going.
They can move mountains a lot. Don't stand in between a mama and her baby, because there is a whole lot of strength that people don't even realize that they have. It's crazy.
Mm-mm. Well, that's like when you are walking. I feel like there's been a lot of wilderness stories. When you are walking in the wilderness and you do see a little bear or a deer or whatever, it's like, okay, the mama's probably nearby. If it's a bear, the mama's nearby. Get away. That mama will maul your face off. If it's a deer or a bunny or something, still get away, because if the little baby creature gets your scent on them, then what, the parent, the mom?
Yeah, we don't want human stink on wild animals.
Yeah,
they're not as good.
Did you see the baby black bear, a little black bear that was swimming in the ocean in Destin?
No.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to share that.
Post it.
Good Day Radio Show Facebook. It's 18 after the hour.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zeebo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zeebo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zeebo. People friendly. Bug deadly.
For a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra-lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle. Plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in 30DUG into the search bar. Order your dad's favorite gift.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. Doug is out, but he will be back before we know it. I am Jake Kirshner, and joining me from Dallas at the controls, one of our producers, James Collins. What's up, James?
Hello. Just a quick weather report, just in case you guys hear any noise in the background. We have a really bad storm going on right now. We are getting smote, whatever it is.
Smote?
Yeah, we're getting smited. We'll go with that. And Doug would have an aneurysm if he heard me say that. But yeah, no, it is crazy right now. We had some power outages earlier, so if you hear any thunder, that's what's going on at the moment.
And it's loud. That one moment I was like, James, what's going on? I thought maybe you were watching something on your phone.
No.
And yeah, it's straight up, because I could even hear the wind, not just the thunder, but the wind.
It is crazy. Although it has slowed down a little bit, I will say. I'm starting to see blue in the skies right now, so it's starting to look pretty. But yeah. Anyway, let's talk, are we talking Kelly Clarkson today?
Yeah, let's do Kelly Clarkson. So yeah. She had a huge surprise. She has her Chemistry album that is coming out the next week, basically, and she can sing. Girl can sing. The OG, the original American Idol, is proving that she has what it takes and can do all of the things, and she is promoting her album in the best way possible. We'll tell you what she is doing coming up.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What is going on with Kelly Clarkson is that she is a fierce singer, a force to be reckoned with. And can you imagine being out and about and all of a sudden you see Kelly Clarkson start breaking it out a cappella style?
Oh, my gosh. I could not. I love Kelly Clarkson. She's always been one of those artists that I've grown up with. And so if I saw her out in public, oh, my gosh, I would fangirl everywhere.
Well, yeah. Oh, totally. If you just saw her, period, and then all of a sudden you see her start singing. But not only that, it doesn't stop at that. There's some bystanders that all of a sudden start joining in and singing with her. And then before you know it, there is a Kelly Clarkson-driven flash mob.
Wow, that's so awesome. You know what's cool about those flash mobs is that a lot of people get discovered that way. You know, like, it's just one of those things where they, you know, are just singing with a celebrity, and then that celebrity's like, oh, gosh, you go, girl. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, there is one flash mob that's going around on social media. It's viral. I don't know if you saw the streams. You probably did, but it goes wrong, and the guy, like, almost falls, and something happens with there's this curtain, and the curtain drops, and it's an orchestra.
Yes,
and
I
the
know
curtain
exactly.
When, yes, and then, like, no, everything's over, and nobody claps, and he just kind of walks away, looking so defeated.
Right.
It is heartbreaking. But back to Kelly Clarkson. So she was in California, did two separate a cappella performances, a.k.a. flash mobs, too.
Right.
And she belted out Favorite Kind of High and Me. Again, these are from her upcoming album, Chemistry, out June 23rd. And everybody, I mean, and the one cool thing, she was inside a coffee shop. She was outdoors at one thing, inside a coffee shop at the other. And as soon as she was done and people clapped, she looks at the barista and goes, I would like a vanilla latte.
Perfect.
Like, giving all these people goosebumps and is like, my espresso drink, please.
Please.
And a lot of people were saying, like, the girl can just flat out sing. She does her karaoke on her shows. She can sing any kind of music, any style. Love a good Kelly Clarkson. It's 27 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 last night in Game 5. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
We're after the hour on Doug Stephan's Tuesday radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out. And in case you did not already know, the Powerball jackpot is currently sitting at $179 million and Mega Millions, $132 million. Jen, do you play the lottery often?
Oh, no. But I get mad every time I don't win.
I know my husband and I were talking the other day, and we're like, okay, because we always have our bucket list of things if we were to win the lottery. And a big portion of that would go to donations and doing something good
to your friends.
School tuitions for people in our families and all of that stuff. But then we also have the, like, a bucket list trip and all of that. And he's like, okay, so we just need to win the lottery. I'm like, we need to remember to play.
Right.
It's just one of the things. And we, it's
you
not that we're against
playing.
We just
play.
Forget. Yeah, it's like we
Where's
always forget
Where's your bucket
to
list
play.
Trip, by the way?
Bucket list trip would be to go travel Europe for a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and just go around? Because I feel like a European vacation is not a laid back vacation. That's more
it's
of a
not.
Trip. You know, the whole difference between a vacation and a trip. A trip, you're so active that you need a vacation after your trip. And I feel
yes.
like that's what a European trip would be.
It is. I've done it a couple of times. And you're generally in somewhere new every single night, or at least every few nights. You're seeing a million things. Yeah, you're walking lots of miles. I remember the very first time I got like a Fitbit, you know, before everybody had the Apple Watch and all that. I had a Fitbit, and I went to the Czech Republic, and it actually, like, started to, like, vibrate and explode on me. The trip.
Oh,
they're like,
goodness.
Okay, lady, you need to, like, settle down, because we kept breaking all these records. There was, like, fireworks, like, all these things, because you'd be walking, like, 30,000 steps a day, 40,000
mm-hmm.
steps a day. It's crazy.
And you don't even realize how much you're walking for a good period of it, because there's so much
you're
to
seeing
see.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, there is a man, a Massachusetts man, who, not Doug, unfortunately, but he won the lottery on playing numbers that he, it's a combination of anniversary dates, birthdays, all of this, these numbers he's been playing for 20 years.
Wow, good for
well,
you.
Well, he, some kind of intuition told him to not only buy one ticket, but to buy six tickets. And he played six, he bought the six tickets, but he played the same numbers on every single ticket. And it won.
Wait, so he bought a lottery ticket with six. Did he split the money with himself then?
No, it was one of those things where it wasn't the big jackpot. It was.
Interesting.
So every single ticket.
That
was,
had the numbers won.
Yeah,
wow.
Had the numbers, so he won. So with the numbers that he matched, what it was is $25,000 a year for life for the winning ticket. Well, because he matched it with, he matched the first five numbers of this lottery, that's what he gets for every single ticket.
Wow.
So what he did was on five of the tickets, he took the cash out option, which would be $390,000. On his five prizes, the pre-tax total, like when you go all of those together, it was over $1.9 million. That's what he had. And then on the sixth one, he opted to receive the 20 annual payments for $25,000.
Good for him. So mm-hmm. he got a lot of money up front, and he's got some money over the course of his life. So that's pretty good.
Right? And I did not know that this was even a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like something to do where
yeah,
you buy multiple tickets, all of the same number?
What I was thinking is like, you know, if you buy Powerball or the Mega Millions, you pick the numbers, and then everybody who has this winning numbers has to split a jackpot.
Yeah.
So how cool is that? Massachusetts coming in strong for this guy.
Exactly. And I didn't realize this. We know about the whole jackpot where if you have to split it. But I guess if you don't win the jackpot, but you win the guaranteed money, it doesn't matter how many people win that. Like you don't have to split that part. You still get that full
awesome.
Thing. So that raises the question, depending on what the price of the jackpot or the size of the jackpot would be and how many people win, is it better to not hit all the numbers?
Exactly.
At what point do we say, okay, an overdue library book is so overdue that we are just not going to worry about returning it? Because you know what? That doesn't happen for everybody. There is a book, an overdue library book, checked out in 1927 that was returned by a mystery man. Nobody knows who this person is. After almost 100 years. The book is A History of the United States. It was returned to a California library 96 years after it was checked out. But also in library news, Jen, if you've noticed, like, all of these libraries keep closing because of meth contamination.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is what the libraries are being used for, though. My local show that I do in Los Angeles, we had a big, long conversation about libraries and how I used to love, like, when my books were such a huge part of my childhood, my mom would take me to the library every 2 weeks. I'd pick out the books I wanted. It was a great experience. But now I think these libraries have been co-opted by homeless people, by people who want to buy, use, and mm-hmm. sell drugs in those facilities. And it really takes away, you know, it's taking away from the community's ability to be able to use them, just like everything else. It's getting co-opted by the bad guys. And what are we going to do? How are we going to fix it? If we're not serious about really cracking down on crime, and if we're not really serious about cracking down on drug use, this kind of stuff is going to just continue to grow. It's going to happen. This isn't going to be the one-off. It's just going to be the everyday.
Exactly, and not all of these places have the funds to have additional security on, mm-hmm. and a lot of these are happening. They're still in libraries today. If you go, they don't need the entire space. They don't need the entire building anymore. So there's so many unused spaces that are closed off by what, a cone?
Yeah.
Or like a little sign that says off limits or something of that sort. It's not really keeping anybody out. And so it's the bathrooms on the main levels, the lower levels, the parts of the building that not a lot of people are going to. And it's also illegal to have security cameras inside bathrooms. You can't have any cameras inside bathrooms. So it's kind of a good place for where people want to hide and do some of this dubious behavior. And it is also important to mention that we acknowledge substance abuse is an illness. And if you are struggling, you can call the helpline 1-800-662-HELP. But it is one of those things where, with meth, it is, people are not just harming themselves, they are harming other people. These libraries have to be closed because of the meth contamination, the residue that is being found in multiple bathrooms that gets into the vents. It gets through the rest of the library, and not only the people who visit and come in, people with their kids, but the people who are working there, who are breathing in this air day in and day out, are... I wonder if there are any stories or if there will be any stories of anybody getting addicted by secondhand meth. Is that a possibility? Did I just make that up?
The contamination, I know, is real, and it can be harmful. I don't know how if it's the same effect you're hearing a lot of about fentanyl, which if you just look at it, if you're in the same space, mm-hmm. it can cause a big problem. So I don't know, but I do think that the presence of that, even having residual stuff left over, a kid gets a hold of it. I mean, my goodness, think about what can happen just in your own home with a child on the loose. Then imagine in an area where there are substances that shouldn't be, and mm-hmm. you're creating such a huge recipe for disaster. And I think about the librarians of my day, and I'm sure that they're probably the same today. The librarians that we know are not there to be security monitors. You know, it's not fair to ask them that question. And as you mentioned, not a lot of libraries have the security. So, like, what this has become the spot where people are taking advantage of the situation, the shelter, probably a little escape from the elements, and it's a bad scene.
It really is. Oh, but the library is still so much fun to go to.
Well, I've heard, because I haven't been to a library in a while, and some mm-hmm. of my callers were saying, like, they have 3D printers now. They have all kinds of stuff that, you know, just in addition to being able to take out books. But, you know, my mom uses our library all the time. She gets online books. So she'll get books to download, which the library offers. You can get them on your Kindle or your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a free service. And how cool is that? That's awesome to take advantage of that.
And if you just need a quiet place to go and think or read, and we take Mac, they have this discovery zone. Mm-hmm. And we'll take him a bunch of times, and then they have this little, not like an aquarium, but like a fish tank in the children's section. And they every month they have some theme, and the entrance to the children's section is all done up, and it really is. It is a lot of fun to take him to, and it's really cool. But also, if you live in one of these areas where you just keep having these issues, it's like, why would anybody want to take their families? Why would anybody want to take their children?
Jen, have you ever been in the Starbucks line and somebody is doing the pay it forward thing, where
no
the car in front of you pays for your drink?
I don't know how I've missed it. People in Los Angeles are like, you know, they don't have time. They're busy looking in the mirror.
You tell somebody, have a good day. Don't tell me how to live my life.
Right. I will not. That's up to me to decide.
Well, this isn't only for Starbucks. This has happened at other places where if you're in line with something and somebody, the car in front of you pays for your order, and then the person's like, okay, well, I'll pay for the car behind me, and then it ends up being this really long thing. Back in 2014, headlines were made when like 378 people in a Starbucks drive-thru in Florida did this.
Awesome.
Pay for the person behind them. Well, it seems like a really good thing, and it's a nice gesture, but what if you only got a black coffee and the people behind you got like three half-calf frappuccinos, venti, like all that stuff with all the bells
this
and whistles? This
is what I've always wondered. And how do... Yes, because... Okay, so there's like two jams going on in my car. So either I'm getting the plain black coffee if I'm by myself, or mm-hmm. plain green tea by myself. Those are my two Starbucks orders. Nothing fancy. Maybe like once a year I'll break down and have like the pumpkin spice latte or something, one of the foo-foo drinks, right? But usually that's my go-to. But a lot of times I buy coffee for my like coworkers, mm-hmm. so I might have 5 coffee orders in my car. So you're either getting like black coffee where you're lucking out with me, or you're getting like a $40 Starbucks order. So I always wonder about that. Like, what happens? Do they only pay for one drink, or do they have to take on your entire order?
I think you can ask, like, well, okay, I only want to pay for part of it or something. Or, but a lot of times, especially with Starbucks, you get rewards, and you can do these little games where if you order certain things, you get amount of star rewards. Well, if you are hoping to get your rewards for ordering whatever it is you order, then all of a sudden the person in front of you pays, then it messes up what you were trying to do if you have to pay behind you. But here's the thing. Now Starbucks baristas are getting in on this. They hate it. It's a subreddit thread, and they're saying, like, yeah, it's a nice gesture, but it messes us up. It messes up what we're trying to do, and we end up giving people the wrong drinks because we've paid for it, so it's left our screen. It's moved on to the next thing. Sometimes you have people who want to pay for 2 to 3 cars behind them. That really messes them up, and if they happen to step away from taking orders for a second to refill a keg, or they dropped a lid and they have to go, it messes them up. So Starbucks baristas are like, tip us instead. End the pay it forward lines.
Come on, Starbucks. Get a life. Get a pad of paper and write it down, for crying out loud. What is wrong with you? How about that? Oh, don't pay for anybody. Give us a tip instead. Hello, selfish.
Yeah, don't tell me how to spend my money. Okay, moving on. Summer is here, and if you are looking for an unforgettable family vacation, Legoland New York is just for you. Leslie Riley has more.
In the know, I'm Leslie Riley. Nothing says summer like a family vacation, and just in time for the warmer forecasts, Legoland New York Resort has opened its brand new water playground. Legoland New York spokesman Matt Besterman explains.
Lego City Water Playground is the perfect oasis for families to cool off. You can splash on 4 water slides, build and race a Lego boat, and be doused by a giant 318-gallon water bucket. A nearby changing area will allow you to dry off and continue exploring the park's 7 Lego-themed lands.
Legoland New York believes awesome is for everyone. That's why they train all staff in best practices for serving guests with autism and their families.
All of our attractions feature a sensory guide, which indicates any bright lights, loud sounds, or other features families might need to plan around. Plus, we offer a quiet room dedicated to children with varying sensory needs.
Learn more at Legoland.com/New York.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy 3, get 3 free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio program. I'm Jake Kirshner. He is Chuck, our movie master. And what is this, Chuck?
That's a theme to a movie called Blue Thunder from 1983, which starred Roy Scheider. Probably his most popular mainstream movie other than Jaws. I like that film. I'm a big fan. John Banham, who did Saturday Night Fever, directed that movie. Did fairly well when it was released in theaters. It's an action film. And it co-stars Malcolm McDowell, who played the film's villain, always effective in every role he's ever done. Turns 80 years old today. Happy birthday. Malcolm McDowell was known for a movie called Caligula back in the 1970s. Very controversial film. He also did a Star Trek movie, Star Trek Nemesis. He's done a whole bunch of movies. He actually did a movie called Time After Time in the 1980s, played H.G. Wells. David Warner played Jack the Ripper. That was a terrific film. I'm a big fan of that movie. But I like Malcolm McDowell's work. He still works. He's done a ton of stuff, both TV and theatrical. Turns 80 years old today, Jay.
Wow. See, and I think my first experience with him was in the Melanie Griffith movie, Milk Money. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I sure do.
It was such a cute movie.
Harrison and Melanie Griffith. I do.
Yeah.
That was not well received by critics. Actually, you know, Melanie Griffith was an interesting actress. I was a fan. I mean, obviously, Working Girl put on their map. That was a big hit when that was released. Milk Money wasn't so popular, but I remember going to a theater to actually see that film. Another birthday of interest, Tim Allen turned 70 years old, primarily. A lot of people know him from Home Improvement, also the Santa Claus.
Yeah, the Santa Claus movies.
The movies. Very talented guy, 70 years young today.
Oh, happy birthday to all of them.
And I just want to point out, because we were talking off air about the passing away of Treat Williams.
Yes.
So sad at the age of 70. Did the TV show Everwood. Was the star of a Sidney Pollack movie called Prince of the City back in 1981. Got nominated for a Golden Globe. That's the movie that really should have put him on the map. The movie didn't materialize in terms of a box office hit the way that they had hoped, but he did really good work in that movie. Also did a very fun B-movie called Deep Rising, directed by Stephen Sommers, who went on to do the Mummy movies with Brendan Fraser. Treat Williams co-starred with Famke Janssen. That movie is a blast, if you like, just enjoyable throwaway B-movies that was released in 89. I had a good time watching that film. And Viola, apparent, most people knew him, said he's a great guy. He's still very active, was still very active. On Twitter, I have a buddy who was on Twitter and actually spoke to him a few times. But that was really sad news when I heard that yesterday, that he passed away in a motorcycle accident.
Yes, yeah. Apparently the car was apparently the car was making a turn and just didn't see the motorcycle. And it was a single car, his motorcycle, and he was airlifted to a hospital in New York, but he died from his injuries. And that is just... oh, awful. 71. That is too young for such a tragedy.
Yeah, I just want to point out one thing. This day in TV history, I don't know if you remember, a guy named Tom Snyder had a late night talk show. I think it aired after Johnny Carson on NBC. This day in TV history, June 13, 1981, Tom Snyder did a jailhouse interview with Charles Manson. And that was some of the beginnings of dancing on edgy television at the time. I actually liked Tom Snyder's show. I thought he was very good, but to get an interview with a monster like Charles Manson was certainly good for ratings. It also went into a different type of a pool in television where you're sort of not crossing a line, but you're dancing on a line. Is that appropriate or not? But that aired this day in TV history, June 13, 1981.
Do you think those kind of interviews have initiated or more driven the fascination with monsters and serial killers and all of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because there certainly is a fascination. I put on HBO Max yesterday, and the first thing that popped up was real-life stories of people who lived with monsters, people who they live with who went on to do horrific things. I mean, these type of shows do garner a lot of ratings. They keep producing them. There's a reason people watch these Dateline episodes on a consistent basis. I don't have much of an interest, but you are right. There is a fascination with this stuff.
There is. Well, Chugger, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love when you are joining. It is 58 after the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.